Lovers, you are listening to Destined to Be and Autumn's Concerto. I'm Marcia.
And I'm Risa.
And welcome back to part two of our talk about Reborn Rich.
So you invested in something and you lost it? He's like, I can't even help if I wanted to.
Listen, one of my favorite and most grimiest reveals in this drama was that the grandmother,
his wife,
was the one who tried to have him killed.
I was very shocked. You know the joke is? I don't know why I was so shocked. We literally just saw all his other family be so grimy. All his other family is grimy.
Yeah.
Why am I shocked that the head of all this, the mother of all these children who are grimy, would not also be grimy?
Yeah. Because all we saw her doing was cooking and stuff. We just like...
Get the food.
Didn't think about her.
Make sure the food's nice for your father. Yeah. But there's a line she says, and you know what? You heard her say it, but because you're like, what are you going to do, lady? She's just like, you just remember. This is actually the scene I found out that the one son was the one that didn't want to be a part of the family and left.
Yeah.
I didn't know that wasn't her son.
I didn't know either.
Until she mentioned it in that speech where she's like, I raised your son, and I treated him no different than any of my kids. You just remember that when you're deciding who's going to inherit this business,
yeah.
You remember that. Yeah. That I took care of the son who's not even mine.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you realize that the reason why the son is not a part of this family is because you made sure in your actions that he knew that he wasn't fully welcomed.
And he could never,
think
of being part
of this family or being part of this company.
Yeah.
He wanted to. He just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Even when he saw that his son was wanting to be a part of the company, he didn't realize that he goes, yo, I was so, like, what his son considered him to be, like, just pushover, this allowed this man, allowed to leave.
Yeah.
Where he's just like, I should support him in what he wants to do because he's doing something that I wasn't brave enough to do.
Yeah.
That he wanted. That he just wasn't brave enough to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was so fascinating. That family was extremely grimy. Everyone, even the people who married them.
Everybody was grimy.
Oh
grime, grime.
You know what is also great about the show? Was the aspects of them bringing in, you know, true events. Like, he was using his advantage of knowing what's to come to make a business decision, to be successful.
Yeah.
Like, he goes, hey, I'm going to save your life. He knew about the incident on the plane, that plane was going to crash and they weren't going to find any survivors or the black box. And he's just like, Grandpa can't be on that flight. So I'm going to tell him something, try and get him off that flight. For him saving his life, he goes, what do you want? He goes, hey, I can have everything. Give me this land. You mean that the field is like nothing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just have a good feeling about it. I didn't even know what the property ended up being. Because I thought it was going to be Gangnam, but it's not what they called it.
Yeah.
But it must have been a really popular, because he sold it and made, what, 20 million?
Yeah.
It was 20 million won, or was that dollars?
I think dollars.
Anyways, he made a boatload of money. And then
so
went
so
to and went
took
to university.
That money too.
Went to medical school. Wasn't that how he was?
He was an attorney.
No, so, attorney.
Yeah.
He's trying to be attorney.
Yeah.
That was amazing for that first incident. And then you find out, he got his father to get the distribution rights for Home Alone.
That was great.
That was amazing.
Some of the things that's what I liked about the show too. A lot of the things that he invested in or that he started having ideas, it was just like, well, which historic event are they going to bring up? And each time I was surprised. I don't know why, but each time I was surprised.
I knew for sure they're going to bring up FIFA. Because I was trying to remember what year it was. Because it's hard. Because at the same time as at the time was going.
Yeah.
They weren't actually doing like little, you know how other shows would be like, year, such and such. They weren't telling us the year.
No, they weren't.
Because that was a part of the whole shows, like, you just know, not knowing exactly what was coming, but you knew something was coming. So, like, while they're all getting it and he kept investing in the U.S. market, I was like, did the IMF crisis happen yet? Because I didn't know what year it was.
Yeah.
So I'm watching it. I'm like, did it happen? I'm like, he's investing in a lot of U.S. companies because he knew that was coming. And that was great because he knew that was coming, but you as audience weren't sure what year it was until it actually happened. You realize, okay, what was going on. That's why he was investing in the U.S. market at that time.
Yeah.
And then he got out of the U.S. market for when the U.S. had like a crisis.
Yeah.
What was it? It was a blackout. I can't remember what happened with the market.
9/11.
Yes, I forgot. 9/11.
Yeah.
Lest we forget. I didn't mean to do that. But yeah, 9/11. Also, when he went to the U.S. and it was like a movie about a boat in Titanic, I was like, this guy is not trying to get Titanic money right now. I was impressed.
I was just like, and even though his brother was saying, didn't you see Waterworld? That was a flop.
First of all, the joke
which
is,
I think James Cameron also did as well.
First of all, yes, that's the thing is, he was listing all these other James Cameron flops. And this is the thing is, I never knew any of those movies. And you're like, Arisa, I remember those movies.
Yeah.
And the brother was just like, water movies don't do well. He did this one. And I didn't understand how obsessed James Cameron was with water. Even Avatar is has some water aspects to it. He loves water.
Yeah.
Okay, so I found it funny that he keeps going back to water movies. And I gotta look at his IMDb, but
I think it's something like that. I would love to film it. It would be epic, but it's really hard to film with water.
It is.
And maybe that's the challenge that he enjoys.
But it was so cool. I didn't know, like, all I was waiting for was, like, how else he's going to use his knowledge of the future to his advantage.
Which was your favorite one that he used?
Okay, it had to have been Kadabra, because I didn't know that Kadabra was Amazon.
Yeah.
And also the fact of that he's working with this guy. And the grandfather's because the grandfather's catching on to him doing things. And he's just like, what is my grandfather's son investing with you? Is he the one who's ahead of you? He goes, no, I do my own. We're partners. Like, I do my own investments.
Yeah.
We work together, but I'm investing for him. Like, the money, most of his money is running everything, but he's like, I'm investing with him. He bought into this, like, online bookstore. I didn't even know that's what it was originally considered. He bought this online bookstore. He goes, oh, you did good. Look, here it is. And it's a Kadabra. And I'm looking at the logo around Kadabra. I'm like, is that Amazon? Is that Amazon?
Yeah.
That is amazing. That was my favorite one. Because I knew that FIFA was coming. Because I knew 2002 was big.
Yeah.
And I forgot FIFA about, a lot. I'm like, what was the big thing in the U.S.? And I realized it's only when he looked at the calendar.
Yeah.
Did I say 9/11?
I even liked when the reference they made to Y2K when the 1999 the was going to turn over to 2000.
That brother, was my apocalypse. His brother was my favorite.
Yeah.
Oh wait, what was your favorite reveal before we move on?
I liked them all. I think every single one of them was a surprise to me. Even the FIFA was. I didn't know what they were going to talk about, but I think the Amazon one was shocking because I didn't know that Amazon was called that.
I did not. That one was shocking because I did not know that's what it was called either.
Yeah, but I thought the creative use of the car when they were like, this car is not going to sell or whatever, and that the fact that he used FIFA.
Yeah.
I thought that was so clever.
Yeah. He was smart. And you realize because when he worked for them for 10 years, like he did go to school. Right? So you're like, he has the mind. He's smart.
Well, he was smart before, but he just couldn't go to school.
Yeah, exactly. Because of his family and not having money. Oh my gosh. James Cameron has only done like 10 movies. Oh no, he didn't do Waterworld though.
He did it?
It says Pariah 2. He did Terminator? No, directed feature film. He did the Terminator?
I guess so.
I didn't know that. Then he did Aliens. Wow, I did not know he directed Aliens. Terminator 2. He did True Lies? I'm very shocked right now of his... I've never looked this guy up because I blanked him on Titanic and Avatar were not movies I wanted to go see. I didn't know he did these.
I didn't know either.
That's fascinating to me. Go Canada. I just know he's Canadian.
He went to my school.
He went to your school? He went to Ryerson?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. But yeah, but that's fascinating to me. I just know he likes to spend money on movies. And, you know, the last three have been, they've made money back. So mm-hmm. good for you. Who knew Titanic was going to be that way, though?
No. It was like a love story based around epic disaster.
I'm not going to lie.
It was a strange combination.
I might have mentioned this on the podcast, but I say this at work. I say this to friends and family all the time. I actually do not like Titanic, and I only like the second half.
Oh, really? Why?
And for the while, it's too long. I don't like long movies. Okay. I've already talked to you about I don't like long things. Is it why I'm always never really on board for all the Chinese dramas you're watching? That's why I always go, how long is it? How many episodes? I don't like long movies. Like, Hobbit was hard for me. Lord of the Rings, those were hard for me to watch. They're too long. James Cameron movies are way too long. They're way too long. Titanic did not need to be that long. I refuse to believe that Titanic needed to be almost over 4 hours.
It wasn't 4 hours. It was almost. It was 3 hours and
change,
isn't it?
One more looking up for you right now.
It probably felt like 4 hours, but I don't think it was.
It's immersive?
Yeah.
It was almost 4 hours, though. It was 195 minutes. 195 minutes into Mercy.
What's the math on that?
So 2 hours is 120.
Yeah.
So it's like over 3 hours.
Yeah.
But it's too long.
I knew it was over 3 hours.
It's 3.5 hours into Mercy. It's another half.
Yeah.
I don't think the time they count is the credits.
And Ten Commandments was 4 hours, but...
You love long movies because you love Ten Commandments. I'm not.
That's my
I
favorite
can't.
Movie of all time.
I had someone told me to get Gone with the Wind. I was so upset with her when she told me about the intermission.
I watched Gone with the Wind once.
I don't ever want to watch Gone with the Wind again.
I never want to watch it again. I agree.
I was very upset with her.
I was annoyed with the heroine. Tara. Everything was about Tara. I do anything.
Ashley. Wasn't it Ashley?
Ashley was a guy that she
liked. That she liked. Isn't that who she liked?
But Tara was the name of the house.
Oh, the house. Oh, yes, Robert. The family house. I just remember Rhett's line.
Rhett.
Frankly, after Rhett's been pining for this girl, and she's been pining for Ashley, who's now married somewhere else, and she's wishing Lady to be dead so she can have Ashley again.
She was horrible.
She was horrible. And then after all that, she's like, Rhett, I want to be with you. And Rhett's like, frankly... I don't give a damn.
That's the best line. The best ever. Line.
Like, you have a kid with him, and you basically are abandoning child and husband for a man who's already married and gone, left you.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't. That movie irritated me. Yeah. I had an unpopular opinion. I only like to watch the second half of Sound of Music because, again, Sound of Music is a long movie.
Oh my gosh, these are classics, Risa.
It's a long movie. I just want to start when the father comes back and the kids are in the tree and Doe a deer and then the little puppet show.
Every mountain.
That comes again at the end.
It's at the beginning too.
But it comes again at the end. I'm just saying.
I love Sound. Okay, we're going off on another tangent. But I love Sound of the Music so much that I have the album. I've watched it anytime I see it on TV, regardless of how many times I've seen it. I went to the Sound of Music sing-along movie in the theater with Denise. And every time they'd sing songs, we would sing. Some people would get up and dance. Yes.
Wow.
I love the Sound of Music.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Just say.
I'm not doing that. But you know what? You did gift me the Sound of Music because you gave me, remember you gave me the DVDs that have the Best Picture Awards, the five movies? Yeah, there's one movie on there that I will never watch.
Green is Your Valley.
How Green is Your Valley.
The worst film ever.
It's horrible. It was horrible.
Horrible.
I want to dash away the disc. It won because it was a time. It won. It was like a movie of the time where people, I think it was around, I can't remember when it came out, but something happened. Some war happened, I think, or famine. Something happened, and then people just wanted to watch something that was just light or nothing. That show was, that movie was about nothing.
It was about coal mining.
Oh, it was a coal mine. I didn't finish watching it. It was black and white, and then I was like, what's going on? I don't want to watch this anymore. I watched every other movie on that, but that one. I didn't finish watching that one.
I watched that one once, and that's enough. I never need to see
How Green Your Valley was just, I was like, no, this is not one of the ones I'm watching. But The Sound of Music was one of them. And I go, disc two. I don't do disc one at all. I just go, This too. Two what hours. Take it. And I go.
My Fair Lady? No? You're not a big musical girl. I love musicals.
The thing is, I do love the older musicals, but My Fair Lady is one of my least favorite Audrey Hepburn movies. If I'm watching Audrey Hepburn, I'm watching Sabrina or Roman Holiday.
Roman Holiday is my favorite.
Those two. That's what I'm watching. I've seen Funny Face. I like the fashion of Funny Face, but I don't like her paired up with Fred Astaire. He was too old.
Breakfast at Tiffany's is...
I don't like Breakfast at Tiffany's. I feel that one is an overrated one for me.
Yeah.
Also, it has... There's a character in there that's very... It's very racist in there. I'm not rewatching Breakfast at Tiffany's. I remember I was watching, I think, Gossip Girl, and they kept saying, oh, yeah, Breakfast at Tiffany's. And in my head, I'm like, really? Of all the Audrey movies, this is the one you guys like? It's not the best one. Like, I get upset every time I see people obsessed about Breakfast at Tiffany's.
It wasn't so much that it was the best film she ever done. It was very iconic. The look, the
it's
style.
It's the fashion that people like. Yeah. I would say Funny Face had a lot of fashion in it. Funny Face had a lot of fashion in it. More fashion than Breakfast at Tiffany. She wore one dress. The lady was poor. She lived in the house with her little cat.
Didn't Barbra Streisand do a remake of that back in the 70s?
I don't know. I don't know about that. Okay. Barbra Streisand was in a lot of movies that were remade, like A Star is Born. I didn't realize she was in she was the first one or the second one. I can't remember how many times. I think it was 3 times it's been done. But we're going on a tangent, but like Audrey Hepburn is one of my favorite old school type of actresses. I love her.
I don't know how we got into this time warp.
We started talking about long movies. Titanic.
James Cameron. Okay. I don't even know how we got into this time warp.
Now let's pull it back. But okay, comic relief, his brother was the best where he was doing throwaway lines of things.
His brother
like
was
great.
Really great.
He was great. He did he goes, oh yeah, this is my style for my premiere. He goes, and the brother, he would just be like, oh, why didn't you premiere yet? He goes, someone else took my style. it was great. I think at one point he had this idea for an iPod, and I love it. He was just mentioning these things. He goes, oh, that sounds like a crazy idea though. And he would just stare at him and just go, yeah, that's an idea. Because he's without prompt, he's coming up with these ideas.
Yeah.
But it's not following through with them.
Yeah.
And he's coming up, I think one of his ideas was iPod. What was another idea he had? It was a very famous one. Did he do a Napster idea? He just had, there was like two or three moments where he just had genius ideas, just didn't follow through with them and didn't realize that, buds, that's a thing.
Yeah.
That's coming. Right? But he was comic relief. He just came in and left when needed. I enjoyed him a lot. This show was great.
I really love the show.
I did. Is there anything that you felt was like let you down? Oh, also the cinematography, the color tone that they use for the drama.
To go back.
It was nice. I loved it. It's mute, a little bit muted.
Yeah.
The style, can I say, that grandfather's haircut was great.
Yeah.
I love it. It suited him. Then he went to the race car track and then he had his little leather jacket.
Yeah.
I love the style in the show. His aunt or the aunt that was there, she who was a spoiled daughter. Mm-hmm. Her style was great. She had great style. Most of her outfits, I was like, I would wear that. This one time she had like a leather sweater top. Did you see? Remember that one?
I don't know. Her fashion was on point.
Her fashion was on point.
Well, she had a mom.
But then,
wasn't that her business?
She was in charge of the department stores.
Yeah.
For the boutiques, mall. Fashion mall, department stores.
Yeah.
I love how you played these guys because he knew them so well against each other by not doing much.
I like the way that the fact that he not only that he worked for the family, but that he read the grandfather's book really helped him to know the grandfather in a way that I don't even think his kids knew him.
No.
As they're going through his, like, certain times nobody could find him, but because he read his book, he knew he's probably going to be here.
But then he found out that his book was not truth. It was like spun away where it's like it was dipped in truth, but then he must have forgotten certain details.
Yeah.
And was just like, oh, say it's a white porcelain vase. I can't remember which one he broke, but I'll put white porcelain vase. And the guy goes, your grandfather didn't know me. I didn't break the white porcelain vase. It was something else I broke. Yeah. I just thought that was so clever. Even when, like, after the car incident happened, because that was his dream. Like, that was what he built his dream on, was cars and automobiles.
Yeah.
And he went to the place that no one knew about, showed up there. And he went to the wrong spot. He thought he was working on the old car. But then he was there. He's like, no, these are my new cars. I'm working on these new cars, trying to fix the engine or whatnot. Yeah. But I thought it was great. You know what I also thought I loved is their relationship and how it built and developed and how he grew to care for him. Because really and truly, in his revenge, the grandfather was long dead. He would not have done anything to you. It was, you knew it was one of the other people in the family who were alive, the kids and stuff.
So let me ask you this one question. This is the one thing that I was kind of unsure about. When the grandfather left him out of the final will, do you think that was because he wanted to see him to succeed on his own? Or because he had that slush fund waiting for him because he knew that he could do it and he didn't want... Did he do it out of love or did he do it out of...
You know what? It's difficult because that grandfather, he does things, he spoke a lot in riddles or he understood. Like, he just was like, this grandson is the most like me.
Yeah.
He's the most like me. Like, he was so much like him, it irritated him a bit. Because he's just like, I am really set on when it goes through inheritance through the first son. They kept calling it a term. I can't remember what it was called.
I can't remember the term.
But he was like set on like, hey, I gotta inherit through, like, you know, the oldest son.
Succession.
It wasn't that though. It was like gender succession or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he was set on the eldest inheriting the business. But then again, he's dealing with these kids who are like, these kids are not smart. They're not good. They're not wise. They're like, I must have been handing them things because they don't have the mindset that I had for business.
No, they're like, just, I would, like, even fighting let over my money, but they're not
fighting over money.
Creating.
They don't think. Like, I would even leave things to have. Multiple times he would say like, "Oh, you handle this," and it's not handled.
Yeah.
Right.
I remember one of his arch nemesis who was who used to be in North Korea, and he was a businessman. And like, they were trying to always competing.
Oh, the date. I think he plays his day song or something.
Yes. And when they came at the racetrack and they met up, and he had his five sons behind him. Mm-hmm. And he said, the difference between me and you is, like, even if you beat me or whatever, I'm paraphrasing. He's just like, I have five sons just
like me.
Who do you have?
Exactly.
And his kids are fool children.
His kids are all fools.
Yeah.
And the only person, the one that was like him, was his grandson.
Yeah.
But he was so set on the order of inheritance.
Yeah.
That he was like, it was frustrating to him because he's like, this kid is smart. And this kid's so much like him. Like, even his right hand secretary was just like, he's a lot like you. And even his secretary's just like, I wish you were my son because I want because you are like, you think like me too.
Yeah.
Right? And I think, but like, why I think he left him out was maybe because he's just like, I think he admired him a bit. And also it was just like a challenge for him. He goes, you said to me, like, you didn't, the difference that his kids, the difference, yes, the difference that is all his kids kept saying, I want to inherit. They wanted to inherit this or inherit the company. Yeah. He said that, I don't want to inherit it. I want to buy it.
Yeah.
So he's just like, okay, then you should buy it. But he did it. He goes, you buy it without handouts from me.
Wow.
It was kind of, I thought it was him like acknowledging him.
That
and
is
saying
a
that
great acknowledgement that he thinks he can do it.
He goes, I actually think you can succeed this. You don't need me.
Yeah, to give you a
to give you the handout.
But then he gave him the slush fund.
He did give him the slush fund.
So he made it seem to the other family that
he
got
nothing. That nothing.
And they're just like, ah, see all that hype, and still, you still gotta be, you know, firstborn. You still gotta be.
This is the thing. This is the one thing I would say about the slush fund.
Right.
Is what did he? How did they?
After the inheritance was read and everything, everybody got what they're supposed to get. he had a secret inheritance that the father left for
him. I know that part. Oh, okay. I'm saying, in regards to the slush fund, how is it that one of the guys knew about it? Did he help build it? Because he used to work with the grandfather. He used to work with the grandfather and the secretary, so that's how he knew about it.
Yeah. So he probably told him about it.
Oh, okay. So because like when we first see him, remember he's on the business trip with him. Remember he got the phone call with the grandson. So maybe because then he graduated to working with the first son or something. Or the first son he worked with.
But somehow he knew about it and the grandfather told him to give it to him after. Because he gave it to him.
Yeah, you're right. The secretary did give it to him. Even after, you know, shanking him.
Yeah.
Like, basically this cut and going, I'm going to remove you from the money.
While the other kids got a whole lot more than that, what was in that slush fund.
He still was able to make him up.
He gave him a good start to buy what it is, the company. He gave him a start because he knows he can take this money. Because I started with $20,000 and a plot of land that was garbage. And he took that and he did
He never touched it. He died before he could even do anything. He didn't touch anything of it. You realize that, right?
I know that. But the fact that his grandfather gave it to him, what he did with money, he took that and he made that. He did that and he made that. Everything that his aunts and uncles were doing were given to him. They didn't create anything.
Yeah, he created out of nothing.
Let me run this division.
You're right. His money, he created out of nothing.
Yeah.
Because even, that's true. Because like, even when he didn't, even the brother who did nothing but like dance and do stuff, he got an inheritance.
Yeah.
And he didn't get anything.
Yeah.
And the only shares he already had were the shares he got from before.
Yeah. So I think it was kind of like a challenge.
Yeah. And I think that he thought he would do it. Yeah. He's like, I admire you so much. I don't think you don't need the inheritance.
But in the video, he was so rude. Like, I'm not giving that guy.
It was funny. It was very cute. Because even at the end, he's just like, oh, who is he? And he just said, oh, he's my grandson. With a smile. Yeah. Like, that scene happened. And I was tearing up because I was like, that is very sweet. It was so like his grandfather.
Yeah.
And how he was like so irritated. But he always used to say how he was irritated with this guy.
Yeah.
He's just like, you think I trust you? Yeah. And he's like, he goes, I don't trust you. I don't trust anyone. That's my tip to you. Don't trust anyone. It was the way he spoke to him, right? Yeah. That's how he spoke to him. It was like this harshness, but it was like with affection. But he just irritated him because he was so good. Oh, the grandfather. Okay, again, we already talked about how he's our favorite character, right?
Yeah.
But there's one of my favorite grandfather scenes is this man, you know, gets in the accident. He starts to have this delirium episodes, you know, not aware what's going on. He gets the doctor to give him some pills. He goes, just give me 2 hours. I just need 2 hours to walk into here and do what I need to do. And he walked into the room. Everyone didn't think it was going to happen. Literally turned everything around. He walked in. He's like, hey, what's going on? So what? Did you guys decide to move forward with this this merger of the financial group? They're like, oh, yeah. He goes, oh, okay. So what's next is just the CEO?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I support him. So I guess everyone, let's vote right now. Mm-hmm. And just stood there and everyone changed their tune and voted. That was power. Like that was like the respect that he had.
So going back to something we talked about earlier now. Mm-hmm. So that man who holds that much power
mm-hmm.
to show a video of him in his weakest moment
as
his last hurrah. I don't think his grandson.
No, I get that, but I don't get the racing. You didn't have to show anything. No one was asking for you to show it. Only your father.
I guess maybe he didn't even want anybody to come across it or watch it.
Maybe that's what it was.
Because he knows they're shady.
Because in my head, I'm just like, you didn't have to erase it. Just like, don't acknowledge it.
Yeah. And then maybe, again, it's a little nod to maybe it's a little secret that we don't know what he said to him.
But that's what I feel like I should rewatch the episode and say, was there something else? Like, maybe it was just the fact that he was hooked up to machines. Because even so, when he walked into that room, it seemed like he wanted to say something. But when he saw him in his state, the only thing he said was just that they made it to the semifinals.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he walked in there wanting to say something. And maybe in his mind, he's like, I seen him in the state.
Was, if they make it to the semifinals, you're going to do this for me. They had a deal.
Yeah, it was a prompt. He goes, you, but they didn't actually discuss what it was yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
He just goes, if I make the finals, you owe me, this is what you should owe me or something like that.
Yeah. And so when he got there and saw him in that state, that's all he said. Like, he didn't say.
Okay, but I feel like he was rampant. He wanted to say something else, but maybe, like, again, he cared about you from when I was watching before he even, like, he cared about this man.
So you
he respected him before.
He respected him
from reading his bio when he was in his old life.
So do you think the original grandson who died, who he took over his life or whatever, do you think they had that same rapport?
Yeah, I think that's how it was. Like, how they worded it is, like, how they showed it was, again, that's why I'm like, this is Inception. I don't know if it was a dream.
Yeah.
Or if it really happened, because I just think that he was, his grandson was just good at investments. Because what was great is, remember when he hooked up with a guy who was in the US?
Yeah.
He goes, I need you to make sense of what I'm saying. He goes, you just need to get the math. I need you to be in charge of the math of what I'm making and the senses I'm making. Like, even when he asked them all the time where he predicted things, he goes, how did you figure that out? He had a reason. He's like, when you think about it, he goes, with all of them buying this, there's something's going to give.
Yeah.
So why would I should just sell it now? So there was always a reason and a math behind it happening. And when you actually think about the events that he predicted, I think the only one that, like, he had an advantage over was the 9/11 one. That's, like, the only one where it's like, you really can't explain why you're pulling out right now, just before this happened. Yeah. Right? But he already knew that I can't change these events. These events are going to happen.
Yeah, because he
learned that earlier. And it didn't happen. When he tried to save his mom from dying,
mm-hmm.
something else happened and she died anyways.
Yeah.
So he knew that certain things that couldn't get changed, like that major deaths. So therefore you knew that the grandfather was never ever going to be on that plane, basically. Even though he did that to him, there was something else that took his mind away from all that or something like that. But he was never going to be on that plane ever.
Yeah, or else he would have died.
Or else he would have just died already.
Yeah.
And when you remember, like, from his memoir, because again, when I watched it and that scene happened, I'm like, did he write his memoir yet? I don't think they referenced it, so he has to still write it.
Yeah.
But, like, you knew that none of those events were going to ever change. So I do think that the grandson was naturally savvy. Again, he's just like him.
He's just like him. He knows how to.
That happens in family where, like, someone just happens to be just like this person.
Yeah.
So I think that is what naturally happened. Like, even before all this happened, this lady walks in and said, I have 3%. Tell me what happened to my son.
Yeah.
And you're like, didn't he just say her son's in somewhere else? Like, he didn't even mention this kid.
Yeah.
But she already mentioned this kid that something happened to him.
Yeah.
So now you're like, oh, something happened to one of her kids.
Yeah.
And then you watch the whole thing happen. And she had two kids.
Something
sons.
Worth how much dollars
are that would change who runs the company?
Change who runs the company.
3%.
Tell me what happened to my son.
Tell me what happened to my son. What really happened to my son? And I knew what happened to. I would say I did figure out at the end. I knew it was the father who did it to his son.
Yeah.
And made it look like his son did it. Yeah. It was just too clean.
Snaky.
It was very snaky. But even that, I love how they did that full circle. And there was one thing that kept confusing me when I was watching it. Is because we as the audience are seeing him in this body, in this son. I was like, do they look alike? Because I'm like, I was a bit of me getting confused. I'm like, are they seeing what I'm seeing? Even when he met up and met himself in the other, you know, he met himself. This guy didn't freak out saying, you look just like me.
Yeah.
When he walked into his mom's shop, she didn't freak out and be like, oh, you look just like my son. They must have just been look similar, but they didn't look exactly alike. So it was a while. It took me a long time to get that they don't look alike. They're just showing it. He just happens to be playing the role, but they don't actually look alike.
Yeah. Or that would have been a whole different.
Yes. Or because everyone would have said when he met his mom, she would have freaked out, but it didn't happen.
Yeah.
But they never even mentioned it. It was just assumed, I guess, that I was supposed to figure that out. But it took me a while to get that. I'm like, oh, they don't look alike. When it got to the end, it was more apparent. Yeah. And maybe they did that on purpose because they're going to do this whole loop around.
Yeah, I guess so.
But yeah.
So highly recommend.
Oh, absolutely.
Me too. Really good drama. So what about some of the music from the show?
The music. So I actually only liked one song from this show. And it was In the End by Jung Si Rin. So I'm going to just go and play that right now. Oh, I'm lying. This is by Kim Woojin. I don't know where I got the other name from.
Okay. One of my choices were a song. It's an instrumental called Gravity.
It's just instrumental?
Okay, so we played the version with the vocal.
I forgot that all these songs had instrumentals. I didn't know you just wanted the instrumental.
No, that's no problem. It's still good.
Yeah.
Another song I enjoyed was I'm In Love With You. And the last song that I chose is called Love Me by Four Men.
Oh, yeah. I thought you picked Mother too.
Oh, right. I thought we did that one already.
No. I'll do Love Me and then do Mother. This is by Four Men. I do hope that this group has three people in it or two.
Right?
Okay, now it's Mother by Shin Yongji. Nice one. I like that one.
Pretty, right?
It's very pretty.
So that wraps up our talk about the Korean drama Reborn Rich. Would you like to be reborn rich?
That's a question I forgot to pose to you. Ooh. I wanted to.
Yeah.
I know we're doing this out of order now, but if you were reborn,
yeah.
I forgot. We got so into the story, I forgot to mention this. If you were reborn, Who would you want to be reborn as, and what would you do?
Who would I want to be reborn as? I've never thought about that. If I was reborn...
You have to go back, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I can't even imagine.
It's hard, isn't it?
It is hard because I'm going to say this, and this is maybe an unorthodox answer. I would like to be reborn as myself with the knowledge that I have today.
Okay.
And I would probably just DQ a few things different if I could.
Okay.
Yeah. I've never really had that thought of what if I could be reborn, which who would I be and what would I... I don't know. I don't know if I'd really want to step into somebody else's shoes because you don't know
what they're dealing with,
what size they are. You just say that, think it looks
like when you think about it.
Yeah,
you're right. He was reborn into a life. He didn't even know there's two attempts on his life. He didn't even know about this guy at all.
No.
Two attempts on your life.
Yeah. By family.
By family. So-called family. Yeah. So, yeah, he had no clue.
What about you?
Actually, I posed this question. I didn't actually think about it. But I would want to be reborn. Okay. I wouldn't mind being reborn myself.
Yeah.
But I definitely would be using my knowledge differently.
Yeah.
Right? But if I was to pick, if I had to like pick someone else to be reborn as,
yeah.
I think I want to be reborn as... Ugh. I'm in between like two minds. Nah, he had a really hard life. I would want to be reborn as maybe... I'm trying to find someone good. Because this is the thing is, I want to be reborn as someone who has... someone's famous who has money. But I don't want to be reborn as them. I want to be reborn as one of their children. So I don't actually have to do... They do all that, get the limelight, and I just have the money, and I do my investing business. Like, how he was a grandson. Like, yeah. You know, he wasn't reborn as the old man.
No.
You know, the grandfather. That's what I want. Like, I would... Really, truly, I would want to be reborn as, like Jeff Bezos' son or daughter, you know? If he has a daughter. He's the owner of Amazon.
Okay.
Like, I would pick someone who got money, you know, and they work for that money. And then I'm just, like, there's this whole thing called Nepo Baby or Nepotism Baby, the babies or people who have famous parents,
yeah.
You know, who got the leg up. Hey, I want the leg up. So I would pick, but a lot of them had to work. Those parents worked hard, yeah. You know, to get where they are, you know, especially when they came out of nowhere. Like, they came from the bottom, went yeah. to the top. I just want to experience nepotism.
Wow.
You know? I'll work. Like, a lot of times with the Nepo babies, with the whole trend, is they're always just like, I worked hard. And I'm like, I guess they're missing. I'm like, no one's saying you didn't work hard. You probably worked hard, but you had a leg up. That's what they're saying. They're saying you had a leg up. They're not saying whatever you did or whatever you worked for, you just didn't mean that you didn't work. Like, yeah. You just laid there. You laid there and the money came to you.
You weren't starting from ground zero.
But you weren't starting from ground zero. Yeah. They're saying you had a leg up, which is why you're a nepotism baby. Like, people look at you no matter how, if they find out who you are, they know who your parents are, even though they don't say anything to you, they're probably looking at you differently because of it, which is... what the argument is for. But like, yeah, like I applaud that you guys did work. You know who I want to be reborn as? Nah, I don't know if she... I gotta find a really good one.
See, this is the
Tracy
thing.
Ellis Ross, because her mom had her mom... No, but then she had her own.
This
one.
Is the thing, because it's a very difficult thing to say. Like, I can't personally choose anybody but myself, because I kind of know how my life
was.
Sometimes you might see somebody, you'd be like, oh my god, it'd be great to be a Nepo baby, but was it great to be in there? Would it be great to really be in their shoes? And
well, this is the thing is, I'm going, when I'm being the reborn, I'm still having my memories as Risa, right?
Yes.
Oh, no, I'm definitely, I would definitely pick a Nepo baby. First of all, because I know I'm Risa, I got no familiar attachments. Like, we're growing up, but like, yeah. I still know who my parents are. I'll use my Nepo baby, get that money, then try and build my family up. Yeah. Get them up there. That's my ideal is. Yeah. I'm definitely reborn as a Nepo baby. I wouldn't mind. Like, it's fine to be reborn as Risa. But a Nepo baby, the leg up, to experience that? And eventually, apparently, in the drama, I come back to myself. Yeah. So, I eventually come back.
All right. That's a very interesting question that you posed. Thank you for that. You know?
I'm glad that you picked yourself. That. I'm like, Mia.
I'm going to pick myself.
I'm picking it. I'm being Nepo.
If I pick myself with the knowledge of all the things, you know, you would do things differently.
Yeah, of course you do things differently, but... You want that leg up, Auntie Mercy.
Yeah.
You don't want to start. You're starting from zero. If you reborn as yourself, you're still starting from zero.
Yeah.
But if Risa's reborn as a Nepo baby, I'm starting from at least five.
And on that note.
And then guess what? I'm going to help you who was at zero to get back up there.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go. There you go. So from Nepo baby... To people who just want to be reborn as themselves and do it again, this has been a fascinating episode. But until next time, folks. Wait, if you haven't checked it out, please check it out. It is a must.
Oh, you should watch Reborn. There are some comments where someone was like, overrated. I'm just like, no, it wasn't.
It was really good.
It was good.
It was really good. But until next time, folks. Miss you, miss you.
Miss you, miss you.